standing here at the Margolane Garden Waste Disposal Facility. It's 9 a.m. in the morning and the gates are open to the public. This facility is one of the many that are located around Canberra, but this particular facility is owned and operated by Brian Corkhill and several other members of his family, including his brothers, sons and son-in-laws. Unfortunately, I was not allowed to see the machines in action as they operate before opening hours due to public safety issues, but I can tell you that there has already been 2 whole utefuls of loose garden clippings that have come through and have been dumped for processing. Brian tells me that hundreds of carloads of clippings come through these gates each week, and over 100,000 cubic metres of loose clipping are processed each month here, which is a huge amount of garden waste coming from Canberra homes. A man who is obviously proud of his heritage, Brian explained the long line of Corkhill family history to me. Family was called to Canberra home for over 150 years. The Corkhill Brothers Company has been in Canberra since the 1850s, a local family who started out as dairy and sheep farmers in Gold Creek. His family came to Australia from the Isle of Man and farmed on Duntroon and then on the banks of Lake Burley Griffin, and have since turned their business into one of the biggest mulch companies in the ACT, operating for almost 35 years.
We ended up in this business because the government took the farm off us from Lake Burley Griffin. It was all in the bed of the lake.
Yeah.
It was virtually between the back of the Albert Hall and the Museum of Australia, which was the hospital,
yep,
in the bed of the river through to Government House.
Wow.
And we had this side of Black Mountain for dairy farm and sheep and that sort of thing. So myself and my brother, you know, when we knew that was happening, we started out in a small, you know, earth-moving business.
Corkhill Brothers allows people to dump their garden waste for free, which they then process and sell at a profit to the business. This is a plan that has been supported by the Labor government and has been a success for the last 11 years. The relationship they share has been successful, creating jobs, saving taxpayer money and putting wealth back into the community. Very few loads are contaminated with rubbish and fewer plastic bags have been found since the plastic bag ban was introduced in November of 2011.
There's about 3 or 4 different products come out of it. Like one is virtually a soil, another one is sort of used for ground cover, and another one is blending, and the real coarse one at the moment there's not a problem with the market for.
Brian is so confident in his business that he is not concerned about the Liberals' plan to introduce green waste bins to the freestanding Canberra homes in 2014. He almost calls it a waste of time and money.
Even the people that come in cars, you see a bloke sitting in a car, he's got a heap on the front seat beside him, a heap in the back seat and a heap in the boot. It's not going to fit in a bin. Years ago in Canberra when you moved into a new house, the government gave you a heap of trees.
Mm.
And people took everything they could get for nothing. Now they're forever cutting them down.
The ACT election will be held on the 20th of October, which will then determine whether the bins will be introduced to freestanding Canberra homes or not. Until then, Brian and his family know that business will continue as normal and he will just have to cross that bridge when he gets there.
We've got the use of the area for our own business.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
That we're allowed to run it as what you'd call a landscaping supply yard.
Yeah.
That's a big thing for us.
Yeah.
And it got minimal cost to the government.